Wonderful. Play it again. That was good.
You like that, eh?
Somewhere. We can work with it. I'm a bee. I'm a bee. I am.
Yeah.
I am. And I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you don't. I don't care if you think you know what a billion is. We'll tell you what's coming after a billion next.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the party. I'm going to be hitting that.
Yeah.
And me and my niggas going to get on it. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That's it. We love it. It's great.
Yeah.
Come into your power. Engage. Be a creator that you chose to come forth and be. I'm a be that. I'm a be. I'm a be.
Is that,
good,
is that what?
Good, good.
Yeah. Well, in the case for me, I sort of interpret it that way. What I also think, this is a man who's like made millions of dollars in the music industry, and he has to keep making records. So, yeah, the topic now is just I'm a whore, and I'll make lots of money, and I'm going to go with the flow, and this is how the world works, and I'm going to rock the globe and get as many customers as I can.
No.
Okay.
The Black Eyed Peas were singing that smack before they had two nickels to rub together.
Mm-hmm.
Before they had two black ass peas to play with.
Right.
It caught up to them. They didn't catch up to it. They're not making records. They like that hippity hop business. They like singing. They'd sing for free.
Mm-hmm.
And just because this is great, now they get to sing and they get paid a whole bunch of money checks, that's even better. Money must flow freely and easily to them regardless of whether they put out or not.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because the ladies of ill repute are having a hard time now because the high school girls are giving it away for free.
I love the lyrics. It's very good quadraphenic, like he said.
I'm on B. And just if you're wondering, I'm a B.
Yeah,
I'm
the upgraded new Negro. The average brother was sold. I'm going to be worldwide international.
You can't say Negro, Bob. You're not African American, so you can't say Negro.
Okay. But I'm a black woman.
Nigga, don't put up with that shit.
I've always been a black woman. I've said that.
Well,
Dave knows that. So I would be in Rio rockin' Tokyo, going to be brilliant with my millions, loan out a billion to get back a trillion.
Yeah.
But my name ain't Lehman. I wonder what that refers to.
Lehman Brothers.
He spells it L-E-M-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I'm a bee. You see how Finney's Wake predicted all this? I mean, you can find whole sections of Finney's Wake where it's written this kind of stuff, mixing the media. Yeah, I'm a bee, your banker, low note seaman, rhyme with Lehman. Honey's in debt, but we be bouncing them checks, but I don't really mind when they bouncing them checks. I'm a bee. I'm a bee sick with the flow when the goals are rock the whole globe. They're putting on the whole old TV landscape. Reason why you're going to want to come see. Here's the thing. They're free, but they're digital. The way they can use digital media to get around the old record companies and that is what they're riding on.
Yeah.
And they also own their own label. That helps, too.
Yeah, they have their own scene. This is an expression, celebration of the chip life, chip body life.
Oprah Winfrey, I'll tell you quick, it's very good. It serves you well to own your own show.
Yes. Look at this. We on some next level shit. Like, they don't even take it seriously about being on the next level. Like, well, they'll include that. We're on the next level shit, futuristic, musically.
Exactly.
Mind will fold with energy. That sounds like a new age dogma.
Labyrinth of the mind.
Yeah, for the soul, new sonically. Sending positivity across the globe. Now, positivity, what the heck is that, considering the inventory of, quote, violent and freedom and whatever. It's interesting. Actually, they're changing the meaning of positivity.
Oh, you're saying that all this that goes on is negative?
That's what I just said. I knew where you were going, so I said positivity is all this, quote, chaos that he's talking about. That's positivity.
Yeah. Worked for Maxwell Smart, too.
You know who that is, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cross the globe in seven seas. Take your now. I didn't know Black Eyed Peas is a big band. They're already big.
Huge.
Yeah, huge. Yeah.
Wow. Where do people hear this stuff? The kids. They got. It's not
everywhere.
Is it radio?
Everywhere. Elevators. Yeah. You name it. Clubs.
Right,
iTunes.
So iPhones. iTunes. It's whatever.
Peapod.
Peapod. Don't forget the Peapod.
Yeah.
Their iBoxes, and they get it out of their iBoxes. Don't forget that.
Yeah, they say rockin' show, spectin' cheese, I'm a be out with my peas. Peapods.
Yeah.
Feeling free. That's how it's supposed to be. Come join my festivities. celebrate like I'm a bee.
I'm a bee. I'm a bee. I'm a bee. It's just great. It's good music.
So yeah, Ion's pretty hip.
Yeah, it's not hip. It's real. And the human. It's no surprise that the human creators are resonating with it. They're saying it fair and plain. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm going to be.
Well, that's
and despite you, I'm going to be.
That's
so
chip body bias, Ion. That's chip body bias. That's the centrifugal forces of the chip body goes around all the cultural things and creates anarchy.
Yes. And guess what happens when you take two centrifuges and you put them back to back? They spin in the same direction, but then you look, one's going clockwise and one's going counterclockwise.
Right.
And then after a little bit, there's a field of energy, a force that is compelled and is from that dynamic. That's the dynamic that we've been trying to get you to for about 1,400 hours and haven't been able to get anywhere in the proximity vibrationally regarding yet. However, you can trust in black-ass peas to get you straightened out on it. It's great.
You said something back there. The centrifuge. That was in the last fringe, or the second last fringe. The centrifuge instrument was his theme.
Huh.
And you put two of them together.
Huh.
What, you don't like that reference point?
Well, yes, we like that reference
okay.
point, but that wasn't what that was from, Bob. You only did about 8 hours on that. That's why Carolyn's probably like, let's go. I'm out of here. He got it. Didn't get any further than that. It's kind of like, wait a minute.
I'm a bee.
Yeah, just bee, Bob. That'll
I'm a bee on the next level, okay? I'm going to be walking over that bass treble. I'm going to be chilling with my mother crew. I'm going to be making all them deals you want to do. Ha! I'm going to be up on that Mayless flicks, doing 100 flips, and I'm a bee sipping on drinks because I'm going to be shaking my hips. You're going to be licking your lips. I'm going to be taking them pics, looking all flying shit. I'm going to be the flyest chick, so fly. I'm going to be spreading my wings. I'm going to be doing my thing. Do it, okay?
I'm a bee. The coalescence that they use to attach the cohesiveness of the flow.
Probably their confidence in what they bring just conceptually, and there's a consistency. They're businessmen and they're entertainers, and they believe
they
what they
care, and they didn't know. They knew what they liked.
Exactly.
They knew what they liked, that sooner or later, everyone else would agree. That's the essence and mastery of human creation. And the sooner you figure that out, the better it will serve you, I promise. It's the essence of all human creation. They didn't care if you bought their record or not.
Right.
They didn't care. It didn't make any difference to them.
So you don't think when they're writing those tunes and working on the studio that they're not trying to perceive the audience and how effective it'll be? You think they're just saying, I don't give a shit what people...
Who in the world would come out with that if you were trying to soothe the archetypal meme? Who in the world would embrace that?
Every record company?
Well, there's a lot of them. Are they all making it? We don't think so.
How's that working for them?
Yeah, how's that working for them? A lot of people make donuts, too, but not everybody's making millions at it.
That's right.
But
and what's the difference? Why do some donuts make millions and other ones just remain obscure? The flavor?
One makes donuts because they like making donuts. And they're going to make donuts whether you eat them or not.
So these giant conglomerates that sell donuts, they just personally, the owners just adore making donuts? Or don't they just adore the money they make off
it? They would do it for free.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The original people.
You get a fire and you get a fire in your belly and you get after it and you eat it and drink it and sleep it and think it and come into that dynamic that your world is a better place because you provide donuts.
Yeah.
Once you come to that place where you're not after chasing what, you don't do it because you have to have validation from other human creators, screw that noise. People are waspish. They'll turn on you. When you get in your place of knowing and you're going to be, then you're going to be whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the perfect words. It was the perfect words. I'm going to get it. I'm going to tap it. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be loaning you money.
So
I'm
going to
be giving you a money check.
Yeah, did Colonel Sanders make his chicken for a love of making chicken or whatever he made?
Yes.
Okay, so as it became a big successful corporation, was he still into it himself?
Yes, he was. and he spent his entire life trying to make the mashed potatoes better because they sucked. He hated his very own mashed potatoes. He got the original recipe perfect. It was great, but he spent his entire life trying to make those green potatoes better.
And he never did it.
He croaked trying to make them better.
And so the better versions were an unrealized creation that went into the gut with them.
And they still serve those same potatoes in the same recipe as it even now. But the gravy that goes on them, you could take flour and water and stir it together and make a paste and pour that gravy on it, and it would be delicious.
Great. Android meme criticism here, Dave. We just go from one thing to another. That's
mm-hmm.
very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ask. So
yeah, yeah.
We'll behave, but you did ask.
No, we like that.
Yeah.
We're now talking about the Colonel Sanders. So,
well, Colonel Sanders, if he had this in his repertoire, he'd be running around cutting up them big flapping yard birds, saying, "I'm a bee, I'm 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 a bee." Slanging that chicken, "I'm a bee, I'm a bee." And see, he was just making chicken. He wasn't trying to sell chicken. He figured if he got happy enough about making chicken, he'd sell itself. And damn, look about you.
And his whole path of joy was working on this, making this better,
mashed potato.
Yeah, mashed potato. And all his thinking and the anxiety and sweat and that was around that. That's all he cared about.
Yeah.
Well, how upset was he that he didn't make it?
Well, he couldn't get it done, and he couldn't get it wrong. He was just trying to get it better. So he just went through his whole life. You understand he died in bankruptcy.
He did? Why is that?
Well, he lost flavor. He had to sell out to... His chain had to sell out because he just couldn't make it.
Oh, I didn't know that. So,
yeah. And yet they owned the image of him, and they used it.
You have the image, that was part of the deal, to get him out of his soup. And that's why when you go to the KFC now, Kentucky Fried Chicken also hosts Taco Hell.
So did he go to the Guff?
Yes, he did.